Good afternoon, everybody. We're going to go ahead and call Senate State Affairs to order. Today is Wednesday, March 27, 2019. Let the record reflect the time is currently 6:11 p.m. Today we have President Senator Reinbold, Senator Kawasaki, myself, Chair Schauer. There will be limited participation tonight. We have multiple other committee hearings going on and different things happening, so it'll probably just be the three of us. As we listen to public testimony, I'd like to remind everybody, please go ahead and silence or turn off your cell phones. Staff assisting us today, we've got Carrie up front, and we've got Nate on the LIO. I have one item on tonight's agenda, and that's going to be to open up public testimony for SJR 4, Constitutional Amendment, State Tax Initiative from Rules by request of the Governor. Committee last heard this bill yesterday, March 26. Amendments are going to be due. This is for the committee members, the two that are here, by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, which we talked about yesterday. So this time we're going to go ahead and open up the public testimony. Yes, ma'am.
Can I speak 5 seconds?
Yeah.
I promised Senator McChicky that I would put on the record that he's in state affairs, as you and I are both on state affairs. So after this meeting's done, we'll be headed over there. But he's holding down the fort in state affairs.
You meant actually judiciary.
Judiciary.
Got it. Okay. It's a long day. You had a piece of pizza, so you should be okay. The sugar will catch up with you eventually. So, yep, you bet. There's, like I said, Senator Coghill had a previous commitment he couldn't get out of. Senator McChicky is literally right next door as they're having, let's see, SB 23 and 24, the PFD payback bill testimony. So lots going on. Okay, so let's get back on track. We're going to do SJR 4, open in public testimony. This time we're going to go ahead and open it. There are we for the public. Everybody at this point, we have just a handful of callers, not too many, so we're going to set 2 minutes for the time for each person to speak. We're going to ask you to, somewhere in your diatribe, if you would give us if you support or oppose SJR 4, and then give us your testimony. And as always, I ask that you be precise, civil, and respectful in your comments. And we'll take it from there. At this point, we're going to go ahead and start with those that have been waiting the longest. And I appreciate your patience, by the way. We were waiting for more people, and this is where we are. So the first ones that have signed up, we're going to start in Cordova with Dave Otness. Started at 5:54 p.m. Dave, can you hear us?
Thank you very much, Chairman Showers. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead with your testimony.
Okay, thank you very much. My name is David Otness, 68-year resident of Alaska, third generation. I would be reluctant at this point to go along with this bill because I think we're in such a dire straits of financial issues right now that we should not jump too far, too fast. I think we need to take time to clarify what is really going on in this state. It took us this long to get to this point, and we should not foolishly jump ahead and deny anything in our future that would continue to give us options. And I think that's the summary of my testimony. I want to wait. I want to explore options. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate you taking the time to call in and testify this evening, and I believe we're going to go ahead and stay at Cordova. Mr. Jeff Gard is there with you as well. If you can hear us, sir, go ahead and provide your testimony.
Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate the chance to testify. My name's Jeff Gard. I'm a 36-year resident of Alaska, a commercial fisherman, and a member of the city council here in Cordova. I am vehemently opposed to SJR 4. When I look at what the governor's budget proposals are, and I know I'm not commenting directly on that, but we have been as time's gone along at other conferences here, it looks a lot like what went on in Kansas budgetarily. And Kansas ended up being a train wreck that's still trying to dig themselves out of it. If we start over a cliff on a train ride like that, I certainly don't want to put handcuffs on us so that we have no doors out. SJR 4, SJR 5, SJR 6 are all handcuffs on the legislature, so they have no options to get us out of going over the cliff. So I'm vehemently opposed to SJR 4. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff, for taking the time to call and testify tonight. We're going to continue on with an order who called in. So we're going to go to the Matt Sue Leo with Earl Lackey. How do you hear us?
Doing great, Senator Showers.
Go ahead, sir.
To have the opportunity to speak on SJR 4. I am firmly in support of it. Listening to all of the, well, not all of them, but the handful of folks that are going around hollering, tax me, I think it's time to realize that this tax is going to be on all Alaskans, and all Alaskans ought to have the ability to vote on to whether we want it or not. I strongly support it and recommend that you look forward to putting this SJR4 into position. Thank you.
Thank you, Earl, for taking the time to call and testify this evening. Hope the weather is good back home. I do miss it. We're going to switch now and to Mike Coons, who's been on the line longest in order since as people are popping in. Mike Coons and Palmer, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Senator Schauer. My name is Mike Coons, and I am sure that I'm speaking for my membership of the Greater Alaska Chapter of AMAC. We fully support SJR4. This constitutional amendment goes to the core of why our nation in 1776 went to war with England, taxation without representation. The difference now is narrow from that time. We now have representation with our House and Senate, unlike the colonies who had no one in London speaking for them. Yet we have a House that listens to those whom would impose taxation and further theft on our money, the PFD, by a vocal minority. Without those House representatives and senators who represented the majority of the people, Governor Walker and the House Democrat Socialists would have placed all sorts of taxes on we the people. Those ranged from sin taxes on tobacco, alcohol, and, of course, the income tax, not to mention the ever-present taxation on the oil industry and any business they felt needed a tax. If Governor Walker and the House and Senate had passed an income tax, it would have been a taxation with a minority representation overruling the vast majority of Alaskans. Although this constitutional amendment would not stop sin taxes or more oil or business taxes, it will stop cold any income taxes unless a majority to vote for the income tax upon the legislature putting that forward or agreeing to a citizens' referendum. Since we are a republic, the voter margin should be a two-third vote versus a simple majority. We are not a democracy. Our founding fathers worked hard to ensure we would not become a democracy, because a democracy is two wolves voting 2-1 to eat the lamb. Pass out soon as SJR4, and thank you for taking my testimony.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in this evening and taking the time. We're going to go in order again back to Cordova with Michelle Hahn. How do you hear us?
Very well, thank you, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our testimony this evening. I am against SJ4, and one of the reasons why I feel this way is we elect you to make the hard decisions, just like we elect the city council members here in our town that raise our own property taxes when the need is there to make sure our city can do more than just survive, but also thrive. And I am one of the people he was just talking about who is for a state income tax. We paid state income taxes for years here in Alaska, and right now we're virtually not paying any taxes, and yet we are receiving money from the state. It's not worth surrendering the legislative power to impose needed taxes when they're needed, because who among us actually wants to pay if we think we can get a free ride? Well, I'm one who's wanting to pay because I want to see Alaska grow and thrive and not languish because people are unwilling to take the responsibility to pay their own way for the services that we very much need to see our economy thrive and grow. Thank you very much.
Thank you for taking the time to call in and testify this evening. We're going to go back up to Kenai now with Christine Hutchinson. How do you hear us?
Thank you, folks, for taking my call this evening and this opportunity for public testimony. I am in support, avidly in support of SJR4. It's very imperative that the tax obligation be pushed as far down the line as possible. People who are taxed need to know exactly what they're paying for and how much they're paying. That responsibility makes them accountable to government. Now, like the last lady spoke, I would wish that there were a number of us quantity, the number required to make income tax work. God's an economist. I'm not an economist. But according to that presentation the other night, we do not have enough people. If we did have enough people, it would be a different situation. But with the number of people we have, it would take $5,000 per person to fix the deficit that we're facing right now. And $10,000 to fix the deficit that we're facing right now. Income tax won't work. And after the term funds are gone, now it's just flat gone. So I'm asking you to pass this out of your state on support for a vote so it can go to the public for a vote. Thank you very much. I have very much static. I hope you're able to hear. Sorry.
Thank you, Christine, for taking the time to call in this evening. The phone connection was a little bit off, but we could hear loud and clear that you were supporting SJR4. We're going to switch to William Topol now in Anchorage. Go ahead, William, put yourself on the record and give us your testimony, please.
Yes, good evening. Thank you, Senators. I'll be very brief because I'm trying to also testify on a couple other bills that Governor Dunleavy has on another committee, as well as attend a church meeting tonight at 7. So I'm wholeheartedly in support of SJR4. I prefer it would be a two-thirds vote, but I'll settle for a simple majority. Thank you.
Go ahead. We have one question for you, William, if you have a moment.
Hey, William, this is just a personal question. Are you on a cell phone, or are you calling from the Anchorage LIO, and do you have your phone on speaker? We're trying to figure out why there's so much static.
I hear that static, too. I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
Are you on the speakerphone? Is he on the speakerphone?
Are you on speaker, or are you just talking normal?
Just talking normal.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good night, William.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, a lot of static there, for sure. We're going to take it at ease. We're off. Back on the record, we have another testifier has popped up on the scope from Wasilla. We have Joshua Chose. I hope I have that right. Go ahead and put yourself on the record and give us your testimony, please. Hold on, Josh. We're going to have you start again. We're not really hearing you loud. Can you give us your name again? Joshua, can you hear us? Any idea? All right. Tell him to call back. We'll stand by. We'll go. We're going to be on and off the record a few times. I don't want to make a sitter, so back off the record. State Affairs is back on the record. At this time, we're going to go ahead and with no more callers and just make one call, although I know, knowing everybody in the room, there's nobody in the room that would like to come up and testify. Okay. We're going to go ahead and close public testimony at this time and SJR4. For those that will view this later, if you happen to be listening and can't get a hold of us on the phone, you can go ahead and put your testimony on the record, and it will continue to be put on the record in Senate State Affairs until we move the bill out of committee. Send it to senate.state.affairs@akleg.gov, and it will be submitted for the record. That concludes our business for today. Senate State Affairs will be meeting again tomorrow, Thursday, March 28th at 6 p.m. We still have the first meeting. Missed that one. Oops. We still have our normal meeting at 3:30 p.m. back in this room, and we'll meet again at 6 p.m. for public testimony on SJR 5. Constitutional Amendment, Permanent Fund, and Dividend from Rules by Request of the Governor. Seeing no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect. Time 6:45 p.m.